Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station.
I am Beta.
And this is Mustafa.
Yeah. And once again, we have the chance to be next to you at the Youth Generation, which I think is a pleasure to be, first of all, a candidate at this generation and then have the chance to talk to this generation.
Definitely.
And at this episode, we're going to talk about the relevance between this youth generation and their interest in religious contexts. So there should be some ways based on this fact that we're living in an era full of social medias, full of technologies and full of actually entertainments.
Right.
So we have to use this creativity in order to make them involved with the religion. So what do you think about it?
Yeah, it's. I think it's a huge problem. I would almost describe it as a crisis among youth today. Now, if somebody wants to go and look this up, they can. There's this thing called the Four Horsemen of Atheism. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard.
Right. In the West, you have like these four personalities that are known as the Four Horsemen of Atheists. They are spending so much money and so much time on promoting atheism. Like we promote Islam. These people actually go and promote, like, you know, the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly.
And what a lot of us don't realize is that in Western media, in Western movies, TV shows, cartoons, there's like, it's entrenched in that, these type of thoughts and thinking, right? They will make fun of religion. They'll make fun of religious personalities. They'll
definitely
bring up a lot of questions,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't have a very solid base, you will easily fall into those traps.
I do agree with that.
Right?
Because sometimes even me, that I try to go research and have my knowledge upgraded to the in this combat with the Western countries. But still, there are times that they actually fool me with these beautiful words like the freedom of speech, freedom of that.
Right.
And these sort of things are really beautiful, at the same time empty. Inside. And the point is, there are so many things that we have to do as the youth generation and also as the society in order to keep and preserve our youth generation from all these hazards and harms.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners. IRIB English Radio here. So, brother, we were talking about the ways and methods that we can save our youth generation from all these potential hazards.
Right. So, have you seen the movie Inception? I think we've talked about it before on the show.
I've seen that movie.
Right? So there's this, the idea in that movie, one of the ideas in that movie is that they go and plant ideas in people's minds, right? And one of the lines in that movie is that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but if you plant an idea in someone's head, it's very difficult to remove it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in the same way, it's really important for us to look at what type of things we're listening to and what type of ideas we're gaining from them, right? Sometimes.
Exactly.
And the way to tackle that, I would say, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't go and watch like these movies or TV shows. You know, if that's something you want to do, you should. But you need to be very strong in your mind, right? You need to be very strong that you don't fall into a lot of doubts. And if you do, then go and do the research.
Yeah.
But you might ask me then, what if somebody doesn't want to do that? If somebody doesn't like to do that, right? How do you make do that? I'll let you answer for it. How do you think you could make someone more attracted towards, like, better ideas or better knowledge?
I get it. I believe the first step towards a certainty is doubt. So the seed of certainty is that, first of all, you have to answer. First of all, you have to question everything. You have to question your identity, your creation. Of course, there are things that our brain is too limited to answer, like the identity of Allah Almighty, which is something that we cannot touch because our brain is more limited than these kind of criteria. Sure. But there are things that you can ask yourselves. This is the first step in my opinion. But first of all, you have to make sure that you have the capacity and tolerance towards all these doubts. Because I have some friends that whenever they feel like they're lost, whenever they, for example, watch a philosophical movie, specifically Western ones, they feel like they're lost, they lose all their hopes, they get depressed, and all of these consequences. So first of all, you have to work on yourself in order to get resistant towards all these doubts. And you have to improve and develop this will in you in order to find the answer, not get lost in the questions. And for sure, it takes time. It's a really difficult road because we're living in an era full of false information. For example, they give you a piece of right information. In the cover of that right information, there are a lot of false information. And this is the sadness of the social media era that we are living in. But still, I think we can make use of it.
Definitely. I was probably among these youth at some point, who was confused or who was sort of maybe lost because, I grew up in an environment which is in a Western sort of environment. Inside of all of us, I think we have a desire to know the truth, right? Yeah. Every human being has that built-in desire. We would say it's, in our fitra, which would be in Arabic. It's in our nature, that we're all searching for truth. And ultimately, what I realize is by living that sort of life, Western sort of lifestyle, it doesn't necessarily bring happiness, right? Yeah. It only brings temporary joy or happiness. But, in the long run, what I notice in Western societies is not only in Western society, in any society where people are like sort of away from religion, they're not very happy.
Yeah.
Right? They look happy, but then once you go into their lives, you realize they have a lot of problems. They have a lot of family issues, for example.
Exactly.
Or they'll have other problems. And then you sort of realize why our religion has told us to do the things the right way. Why it's told us to avoid many things. So the way for me, the way I would attract a youth today towards religion is definitely using logic and knowledge and using real life examples of people that have failed, right? Learn from others.
Yeah.
Learn from others' mistakes.
I believe this is a good method because as a candidate from Youth Generation, I love someone that would come to me and challenge me about my beliefs. And then he or she has the knowledge and reasoning to convince me about the thing. Because some people think that because we are young, we cannot think. It's not like that. We are not experienced enough. Yeah, it's kind of opposite. We are not experienced enough, okay? But that doesn't mean that we cannot be convinced by reasoning. Yeah, that's the point I wanted to mention, because it happened to me a lot that they actually felt like, okay, you're young, you don't need even to talk about these sort of things.
See, that I think that's one of the mistakes that our elders make, is that, like I said, it's kind of the opposite. I sometimes feel that our elders have closed their thinking.
Yeah.
Like if you try to challenge them about a way, their way of thinking, they're not open to that.
Exactly.
Whereas today, in today's environment, you have to be open to that, right? If you're not, you're going to suffer, right?
So thank you, brother, to hear we talked about this issue, which is one of the most important challenges in every society, not only Western countries, I believe, in every society that we are facing, even in Muslim countries. And so, dear listeners, let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back in a blink of an eye.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So this is Youth Station, by the way. We're talking about this issue of inviting and challenging other people, specifically Youth Station, towards thinking more by reasoning, by use of different methods. Put the reasoning and other ways aside, how can we make use of these social medias in order to invite the youth generation into thinking?
It's a very difficult question, I think.
Yeah.
Because social media is kind of like a platform that's full of everything, right? It has
it
good things and has bad things. And I would say there's almost like a flood of more bad things on social media versus good things.
I do agree with that.
Right? So the way you want to use social media is, again, you want to be very, very... If you're viewing social media, then you have to be very careful about what you're looking at, because it can very easily take you down like many different paths, right?
Yeah.
And the way that we try to use it is to promote our ideas and you know, our... And I wanted to come back to this, that, you know... Today's youth, the questions that they have, you know, like one of the main causes why they're going away from religion is because they're confused, right? They have confused ideas. And what they don't maybe, what I didn't maybe realize is that Islam and our religion is very strong in philosophy, right?
Yeah.
And our questions are philosophical, but they're not being discussed or they're not being promoted. If those people have those questions, if they were to come and look at our philosophy, they will find the answers there many times, right? So I would say you should definitely be searching for the truth, whether it's on social media or wherever you are, and, you know, turn to those people who have the answers. Don't, like, lose hope.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. This
Don't
is
lose
the
hope.
Point.
Yeah, yeah.
The depression that comes after those questions is because you feel like that's the end of the world. This is the complete darkness I'm getting lost in. But it's not like that. It's always someone there that will help you in order to find your answers. Islam itself is complete enough to answer all of your questions, and I think you have to give it a try, at least.
Yeah, I would say that sometimes I haven't found answers, even I've looked for them. You know, sometimes there's questions you may not be able to find answers for, by the way. For example, you know, what is God made out of? You know, even... We're talking
about
like, look, you know, there's some things like the essence, you can't reach the essence of God, you can't understand it, right? But those things that are there, you know, we need to research. That's my point. You need to go and do your research. And to make that maybe more attractive is where social media can come in, I think.
Exactly.
You know what you asked? And, you know, people are trying to do that. There's definitely people trying to do that.
When studying medicine, they tell us only one thing. There is only one principle in being successful in medicine, which is you have to have the resistance towards not understanding. I mean, there are so many times it happens a lot to you that you may read something, you may find your answer, but you may not be convinced, you may not be understood. Mm. You may not lose all your hopes or all your beliefs. Exactly, this is the time that you can consider it as a test for all of your beliefs and how strong they are.
The other thing I wanted to add, maybe like an advice or a tip,
yeah.
would be that, you know, life is short. Right? And you can't spend all your time like sort of confused or
depressed or lost.
Yeah, you're gonna die one day, right?
Yeah.
And it's really important how you spend your life.
Exactly.
And I would say look at the end result of those people that are not religious versus maybe that are religious, and you'll see the difference in the way they've led their lives.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be one way is to sort of maybe come closer to reality.
Yeah.
Right? Understand reality. If you don't understand reality, then that's where you're going to suffer, right? Because you're going to have like false hopes or false expectations,
exactly.
which are never going to be met.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas our religion is all entrenched in reality. It reminds you of reality, right? It reminds you of death. It reminds you of so many other things.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend people to read Nahjul Balagha, you know, the sermons of Imam Ali.
Nice suggestion.
Those are amazing sermons to, first of all, make you familiar with reality and inspire and motivate you.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank you, brother. So to give you the gist of today's discussion, I have to tell you that sometimes this feeling of not being interested in religion is because you are so much confused and you feel hopeless of finding your answers. My brother and I actually gave you some suggestions, mostly based on our own experiences towards this path. Wish it was helpful for you. Thank you for listening to us. And it was all the time we had for today's episode. So و السلام علیکم
و رحمت الله و برکاته.
من به شما جوان ها بگم
I will tell you dear youth that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
we'll discuss
this
that,
in
inshallah,
the next
in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif,